Yahee! Welcome, America! That's right. You heard it here. The Build What America Show, because America builds, along with my co-host, my partner in crime. We're going to invent the invented lady herself. For all of you that's just joining us from the Invent America Show, the Home Talk USA show, we're going to continue educating America on our new branding and where we're going to be discussing American-made products here. Learning the features and benefits of buying American. And we're going to really we're going to do a deep dive into this. Not only talking about the companies, their challenges, we're going to get into the political part of this. We're going to evaluate the government stance on how to bring in these products in the country, the tariff part of it, just try to weigh through all this. We don't want to talk left. We don't want to talk right. We want to talk right in the middle, and we want to talk to you. But so now I'd like to welcome to the show my partner in crime, the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. Rita, man, I tell you what, we're just rolling.
That's right, man. We have got our new branding with Built in America lined up with shows for the next 3 to 4 weeks. And so much fun. And it's exciting because it's got a whole new variety of outreach so that, you know, everybody really knows what's going on and what the opportunities are. It's like having Made in America store on so they know where to go and where to buy.
Well, for the past year, we talked about Made in America, but I think Build America opens up a bigger spectrum, a bigger door, where we just had a little small door where we isolated ourselves to a little smaller market of what we were talking about. But at the end of the day, now we can open it up to the resurgence of America. And that's what we're trying to do, because America is coming back. America is now, we have a favorable administration. I mean, how can you argue the things that he's doing? Regardless if you fight him, against him, you don't have to like him. But at the end of the day, look at his policies. Look what's happening. The proof's in the pudding. And I was watching Rita today when you had, this is huge news. When you had NATO at the warehouse today, at the White House today, the head of NATO was there talking about, the war in Ukraine, but tying in the American made throughout defense contractors, the equipment, all the bombs. That's all going to be made in America with American technology. Just that aspect alone is going to blow that whole region. And now the countries are starting to come together on this. So it's opened up. See what I'm saying? It just opened up a whole door that we could talk about. You know what I mean?
Well, it has. And I know that, one of the things that that we've really focused on in the last year is bringing to our listeners where can they go to find products made in America? And so when we look at Made in America store, how much clearer is it, that you can, go online and buy your pet products, your kitchen gadgets, your home decor and everything, and not have to worry about reading the fine print. You know, it's made in America because Mark says it's made in America, right?
Well, no, that is just the benefits of your local communities. I did a survey. This was about 10 years ago. And I took American-made factories that was doing American-made products of the features and benefits that the factory itself did in the community and the quality of life and infrastructure that happened in that community and how they were living, better education, better tax base, better wages. I mean, it just set up a whole community of these people are doing really well.
Yes.
It's because people are buying the American-made product, you know, and building America in their communities.
Yeah. We've had Ian Osborne on a couple of times, and, he had manufactured in China, brought everything back, because by the time he got done throwing out the bad product, it was costing him more to make it there than it did to make it here. And so now he does all of his manufacturing throughout the country, and it's got better quality. Yeah, it costs more, but it balances out because now he's not paying for the shipping.
Well, 20 years ago, you were with me, you had your own thing going. I had my show and I was doing it at the trade shows, and you saw what was happening when the you know, the Asians were coming in to the trade shows, bringing their cameras, and just starting taking pictures in the booth. And I fought for 5, 6 years with the American manufacturing CEOs. You know, I became unpopular. I attacked them. What are you doing? You're giving away your technology. This is going to really come back to haunt all you guys. Well, I need to tell you, I can't name one CEO that's still there. You name the biggest company and they're not there anymore.
Yeah, for sure.
But there's a reason why they're not there anymore. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, they risk the success of their companies to bring out technologies that had no protection at all, no copyright protection, stealing the technology, counterfeiting it, and bringing it back. And it didn't matter what product you were talking about. All of a sudden, the next year, I'm looking at, I mean, you had the American product sitting here, and then you go down to the Asian booth over there, and it was the same product, same everything.
And yep. It happened en masse. And that's one of, part of Mark's story, as well as, that happened to the manufacturing that they were doing. And he came back fighting, fists up and ready to do battle and conquered. I mean, he conquered.
I'm waiting to hear his story because I know he's got a fascinating one. And, I kind of could probably hold hands with him and holla kumbaya what we've been through and the attacks that we get by defending American values, American work, American products, American technology. But I do got to make myself clear here is that we do understand that we're not talking about bringing in raw materials, because we do resonate the fact that sometimes you have to bring in the raw materials from overseas and things like that. But we're talking about assembly. We're talking about putting it together. If you can put everything together and do whatever you can to purchase the raw materials in the country. But what's going to happen, we have, raw materials agreements now. You saw out in, I think, Denver or Wyoming, one of them, where they're billing the raw materials. They're actually now starting to dig it out. So it's going to take 4 or 5 years. But at the end of the day, we're going to have these raw materials back here in the United States, and that's going to explode. That's going to explode all over the place, Rita.
Yep, that's what we're hoping for. And, that with the ability to manufacture, and it takes less people. All right, that's fine. The product will be better. Yep. It'll be right here in our backyard. But employment will still go up, even though it may not take, 20 people on an assembly line. It takes 8 on an assembly line, but you're still putting 8 more people back to work that weren't at work last week.
And I do want to get the AI people here too, because there's a lot of things going on that the computers are going to take over the American worker. There's a lot of scare tactics going on. I want to talk about re-education, refocusing. But there's certain things that AI is not going to be able to do. But I do want to get into that too, because I want to wade through that mess, because we're getting ready to go into some serious uncharted waters there.
Oh, we are, and it's scary. The AI is only as smart as the person putting it together. And you know what? We've seen a lot of mistakes that makes it scary. So I agree. We've got a lot of fun things to talk about and good topics that will take us through the next several months. And I was going to do that yayi thing, but I'm just not going to
try. Yeah. Well, don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at hometalkusa.com. You can check out our website. You can click the Invent America button, now the Made in America button, all our archives. You can check the video. You can check the television show. Our television show is sitting there. All these great, great aspects of the show. But we're going to take a short break. We're going to be back right here in the Build America show, the Build America radio network, with me and the Venerable Lady herself, Rita Crompton. Y'all don't go nowhere. Please, please stay tuned to the very best of education information right here on the King's Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back, right, Rita?
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Thank you so much for being with us for this new branded segment of Built in America. And we do this because we want you all to know the process and the products that are available to you out there, America. I want to let everyone know that this segment is brought to you by Product Quick Start and Noah McNeely, because he helps inventors with the manufacturing and getting things set up so that you can find those brand new consumer products out there. So Noah, thank you very, very much. My guest right now is Mark Andahl. He has got a wonderful story and a wonderful store. I can't wait to go shopping online. Mark, thanks so much for being with us today.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
We're just fine. So you've got the Made in America store.
Yes.
And it's not just a shopping place. It's like a vacation destination.
Yeah, it's a destination. We get buses. We've had 1,500 tour buses come this year.
Awesome.
And they keep coming.
That is so cool. All right. So, you know, back in 2010, what happened? What was the spark moment that got you to do this?
Well, I was running General Welding and Fabricating, which is my parent main company. And we were, building products. And one of my products were, a steel post that goes inside plastic fencing that gives it a distribution, a load bearing structure. And my customer wanted more and more money out of it, and I couldn't take any more money out of it. So I said, do what you have to do. Well, they said they could build it in Florida. Well, it wasn't Florida. It ended up being China. And China, took over my, 6 regional support centers right overnight.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so, but you didn't cave on that. It was challenging, but you said, fine. Let's do it this way. Oh, I hear myself saying that all the time. Makes my husband crazy. So what did you do?
Yeah, April 3rd, 2010, I opened the, Made in America store. We had tough times from 1989 to 2007. We were building, all types of different things at General Welding, but we had, between 5 employees to 70 employees. And of the 70 employees, 18 family members, 3 guys I went to kindergarten with. So a tight, tight group.
Wow. Yeah.
And, we were doing good. But 2007, we hit that bump in the road, we're building that steel post. And, that my customer came out and said, hey, we can get it cheaper. So I was forced, with 2007, 2008, 2009, that was the Great Recession, and that recession hit hard. And, that caused me to close 2 of my 4 plants. I laid off 40 of my 70 employees at 18 family members, 3 guys I went to kindergarten with. So a tight, tight group. April 3rd, 2010, I went across the street. Again, we had closed 2 plants. I went to an out of business Ford dealership and I asked Jay Fisher, the owner, would you rent this to me? He said, what are you going to do? I said, open a Made in America store, make a statement for our country, soldier, American worker, people that work with their hands.
And that's awesome. You've got a wonderful mission statement. Share with our listeners, what is your mission?
Yeah, to create and save quality livelihoods in the United States of America by increasing American manufacturing for our children's future.
So those products that you sell in your store and online, I've gone and I've been looking, and you've got some, wonderful options. And everything there is made in America?
Yeah, 15,000 products, 100% made in America. We support 500 privately owned American manufacturers. So everything to the glue down to the packaging, everything, all components have to be 100% made in America.
That's amazing. I don't think most of our listeners know that there are that many products made in America. So give us an idea. What are some of the different things that they can find on your website, or categories that they can find on your website?
Yeah, clothing, signs, candies, S-wing hammers, all different Lidman, Rada, knives, all different products. Again, out of 15,000 products, though, we only have, we support 500 American manufacturers, but we don't have nothing that plugs in or takes a battery. And that's amazing. That's 100% made in America.
That's for sure. Yeah. So, when you're looking at the different types of manufacturers, all right, can you tell us who are some of the manufacturers that you support?
Yeah, we support Channelock, from Meadville, Pennsylvania. They build the best tools going. They're about 300-400 people strong. S-Wing hammers, Bayside t-shirts, clothing. We had all different Lidman, Rada, all different food products, complete assortment. Yeah, and you can see that at madeinamericastore.com. But there's quite a few different products. It just goes on and on.
So, well, it does. And it's been fascinating to go and do some shopping and look around and see the different variety of products. How do the different folks who are making products, because we get a lot of inventors, the inventors that I work with, probably 50%, they all want to make in America. Not all of them can do that yet. How are you seeing those opportunities increase?
Yeah, I think more and more now with automation, additive manufacturing, better manufacturing facilities. But I think the drive is right now to bring back Made in America for sure. And that's what we need, everybody to focus on. Manufacturing is the heartbeat of America, and that's where we need to be.
It is, and it's wonderful to see those things start coming back. So when, the manufacturers that you're dealing with that are providing you product, do you see them taking on new products to manufacture, or do you see other people stepping out and setting up new companies?
Yeah, I think both. I think, we're always sent different ideas, but I think, even Channelock, if you talk about Channelock, they were at 300 employees, they're probably 400 employees now, and they got more and more tools that they make. Because the drive and the request is there. People want these tools, and all types of Made in America products. They're looking for people. Just if they look at, we lead with quality, so quality is the ticket. We always said we became a throwaway world. So if we can lead with quality and make quality products, then people will buy them as long as the prices are competitive. And I think we've proved that our prices are competitive. They're not crazy. They're not way above. You get a quality product that lasts a long time. And I think that's what people want.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How do you decide if somebody's coming to you and say, all right, I'm making these products. I know we've had Stacy Keeler on from Stitch Kentucky a few times, and they manufacture textile products right there in Kentucky. So how do you decide the products that you're going to bring into the store?
Yeah, so it's hard. We have a little voting system. It's got to be 100% made in America. All the components in our store that's our concept and core value. It has to be 100% made in America. So that's hard. We're the only 100% made in America store in the world. But other people, that was our concept core value from the beginning. So, 50-50 doesn't do it. We want it to be 100%. So we have manufacturers change to be in our store too.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we're going to take a break here real quick and go and pay some bills because everybody's got to pay their bills. And then we're going to be right back with a few more questions. In the meantime, anybody out there, you are wondering about the way to buy American goods, it is to go to madeinamericastore.com. So stick with us, everybody. We will be right back. We'll be right back. America, thank you so much for being with us for this segment of Built in America. And yes, we've had some transitions here. We used to be Made in America. We're switching that over just a little bit because we are looking at all the different things that are built in America. This segment is brought to you by Lion Energy. You can go anywhere with portable power solar generators if you are using Lion Energy. Energy.com. So our guest for this segment is Mark Andahl, the owner, founder, and, you know, head honcho at Made in America store. And, you know, it's a wonderful story for all of us to, you know you're there. So if there was anything that you wanted America to know about Made in America store, Mark, what would it be?
Yeah, you know, that we've got a great team. You know, we're based outside of Buffalo. We're about 18,000 square foot. And we hold 15,100% Made in America products and support 500 privately owned American businesses. So, you know, we do a lot to bring these products. We want to bring, you know, Made in America, make it important again. We want to make, Made in America show up better than, you know, it has in the past. But, you know, my father worked at Bethlehem Steel, worked at Ford Motor Company back in his day. He's 87. You know, they always had Made in America products. It wasn't a question, you know, so everything was maybe not 100%, but everything was a good quality tool. He laughs, you know, back then you didn't have to push it or drive it. It was there, you know, when people, you know, bought Made in America products because they were quality tools or whatever you were buying. But it was more, you know, relevant, more, you know, around then. Now we're trying to bring it back. People like what, you know, they see at our store. It brings back nostalgic ideas. They might see candy bars or chocolate that they haven't seen in a while, or stainless, you know, steel signs. They might see, you know, a shirt. You know, our favorite shirt is the Made in America store shirt because China's a long drive to work. You know, that's on the back, you know, and we had that shirt for 15 years, you know, when we started the store. And that's done real well. But we've got a lot of different shirts and clothing. People like to see that, again, nowadays, you know, Made in America makes sense. It's not political. It's not an R or D thing. We like to say it's a red, white, and blue thing.
Right, right. Absolutely. So when you went across the street and you asked to, you know, rent out the car dealership, I'm assuming it was empty at that point.
Yes.
How did you start getting products in the door? I mean, inspiration is one thing, but how do you put it into steps 1, 2, 3, and 4?
Yeah, it was an out-of-business Ford dealership at the time, April 3rd, 2010, we opened. But we had 2,000 square foot, but we started, me and my brother-in-law at the time, Rob Whalen, and, you know, we started looking for things and asking people, you know, trying to drive what's Made in America. And we didn't really realize the project or the challenge that we had. You know, looking for items that are 100% Made in America, very difficult. Some people, you know, showed us their products, but they weren't quite there. So we let them change a few screws or parts to be 100% Made in America. So we like that. And, you know, if they changed, you know, we had three letters of authenticity, they could be in our store. So we slowly built it. We only started with about 50 products that were 100% Made in America. And today we stand 15 years later at 15,000 products, 100% wow. Made in America.
Wonderful. Well, I have some inventors who would probably like to license their tools to the tool company. They're just getting started. Patents filed, prototypes done, working products in the marketplace. So certainly we'll reach out to you about that. Do have people manufacturing their product in the U.S., 100% made. Some of them are you know, plant products, garden products, you know, some tools. Some of them would like to be able to manufacture in the U.S., but they can't quite get there yet. But we do have some really cool ones. And so what you said, you've got a team of folks that evaluate. What are you looking for?
Yeah, we like to make sure with the three letters of authenticity that every product, every part is 100% made in America, because that's what who made us, you know, that's what made us who we are. Making sure we you know, vet every product and that it is 100% made in America. So people, you know, come, you know, basically if they come through our doors, we've done the homework for them. So, you know, they trust us and they believe it's 100% made in America. And the same thing online at madeinamericastore.com. You know, you've got to make sure you honor what you stand for. And we do. Our concept and core value is 100% made in America with American components.
Excellent. And, you know, I've had a lot of people say, well, how do you know? And it's like, when you read the fine print on the packaging, you know, there's some of those countries that you know, skirt around the truth with their wording. So the poor consumer doesn't always know when they're really getting it, unless they're going to your store.
Right, right.
Then they know.
Yes. You know, that's what they like. You know, we've done the homework. They come in, they shop, and they know, you know, they're buying 100% made in America products, and their money is staying in this country. And that's very important, too. And we support skilled trades too. You know, I'd love to get metal shops, wood shops back in high schools. You know, skilled trades push is real. You know, it is for our children's future, everything we do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So tell us about some of these special events that you have of, you know, the bus tours. What you know, when folks are looking for a cool place to go on vacation, to go shopping, you know, tell us how that works.
And Dorothy Fortney runs the buses, but we book buses. You know, we're probably at 158 this year. We've had 1,500 over the, 15 years. So they come from all over. Every state in the country pretty well has brought a bus. It's a tour bus. They'll stop in. We got a bus entrance. We might even cater food for them if they need it. So they'll stop in and, 56 people with the driver, up to 56 people with the driver. And they like to see what Americans are making. They have a ball.
Yeah, that is so wonderful. I say, people think that, you know, they can go online and buy Made in America, and they can. They can go to your store site and go shopping and everything. But I think so many of them forget what it's like to have a bricks and mortar store.
Yes. Yeah. We're the only one, so it's hard. But when they come and see it, they love it. They're on vacation, so they enjoy themselves. They go around, you know, buy good things. They have a lot of fun shopping, picking stuff up, you know, showing with their partners, different items that we have. And it just brings back memories to them, or, you know, they're impressed with the quality of the products.
Yeah, it's, you know, the quality with Made in America stands out as being the best.
Yes, absolutely.
And so we are, you know, you can just kind of assume then when you see Made in America that it is going to be the best, as opposed to what some of those other countries do.
Right, right, right. Yeah, Made in America is important. We love to, you know, grow it, and we love to show off what we've got. But, you know, starting with 50 products up to 15,000 now, that's quite a move in 15 years. But, you know, we're always trying to grow and add. And, of course, cash flow, you got to watch capital. We're a small store.
It doesn't sound real small.
Yeah.
I mean, in the scheme of things, okay, it's, you know, you're not the Walmart, but on the other hand, 15,000 products is a pretty good number. Everybody, stick with us. We will be right back and wrap up this segment with Built in America. And if you're out there and you want to go and buy American-made products, madeinamericastore.com is the place that you want to go. So we will be right back, sorry about that, with Mark Andahl, the president of Made in America Store.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-339-0930. 800-339-0930. 800-339-0930. That's
800-339-0930. Hey, America, thank you so much for being with us for this segment of Built in America. And this segment is brought to you by Relectix Insulation. It is a high energy electric insulation tool. All right, that if you need to be able to fix anything, insulate anything, Reflectix.com, ReflectixInc.com. There are more syllables in that than I can spit out my mouth. So anyway, you can find it on the website if you're interested in the insulation tool that we have. Anyway, this last segment of Built in America, my guest is Mark Andahl with Made in America Store. Got that one right and out there. Mark, thanks so much for being with us today. It has been a pleasure to get to know you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Nice to meet you too.
And so, you know, when we look at getting folks in, how do you go out there and tell them, you know, they don't always know that it's there. How do you reach out and tell people your story so that they know to come and look?
Yeah, we got a great advertising team, you know, Tony, Sammy. They do a great job getting social media out there. We use all the platforms just to try to get attention and to get people to, you know who we are. And maybe if they got a product, they can send an email or Facebook. You know, my team runs all that for me. But they do a great job with it. We almost have, you know, 400,000 followers. So there's always something coming up or somebody, you know, they're sending something out, blogs and whatnot, to get attention.
Yep, absolutely. So what is your funniest story experience that you've had over the last 15 years?
Well, we've had a lot of things. We do a lot of events. Ricky Lee's a country singer out of Altoona, PA. So we put on a lot of shows. You know, Ricky, just through the years, a lot of different people have showed up. We've had a lot of fun with tour buses, people just showing up, our events. They come, you know, we have car shows, all different events just to try to attract people and, you know, let them know what we do, make Made in America important. We try to just raise attention for Made in America and products. And, you know, that's the whole goal, to just kind of create attention. However we can. So events work really well because people, you know, new, even car shows, it might be they bring whatever. You know, we got a food truck there. We've got different ice cream truck or whatnot. So we make it fun, free family fun.
That's wonderful. And, you know, it's one thing that, you know, you've got a store, but another thing when you're a vacation destination. So it's got to be a pleasure for you and fun and exciting to watch these folks come in and have such a good time. You know, for so many large cities, going to the mall is a vacation destination. For you, man, that is a big deal to be a vacation destination.
Yes, yes. Especially tour buses. They're having a ball. They're on vacation, you know, and they've spent a decent money to go on their trip. So you want to treat them like kings and queens. And, you know, we tell our story and then we shake their hands and, you know, maybe they wanted food or, you know, they just have a good time for an hour or so. And then they get back on. But they love to see what Americans are making. They probably had the most fun. You know, that's what I enjoy the most, you know, is the buses probably.
Yeah. So is there any category that you're looking at bringing on? Anything that you are shopping for?
Yeah, electronics. You know, it's funny. We have 15,000 products, but nothing that plugs in or takes a battery. Again, we don't make a toaster. We don't make a coffee pot. We don't make a TV, you know, TV or a light, you know, simple products that plug in or take a battery. So, you know, I always said we've been to the moon, but we can't make a toaster.
Yeah, that's those are not the things that you find made in any of the factories right now. But you know what? That could change.
Absolutely. You know, and that's what you hope. You know, it's going in the right direction right now. Manufacturing is the core of the United States. You know, it's always been the fabric of America. It's the most important. You got to support manufacturing, and everything drives off of manufacturing. So I think that's very important. As everybody, again, you know, they're going to use automation, they're going to use AI, or, you know, whatever they need. But it's going to look different, the factories of today, than they did yesterday. But I think it's important, and we can get it done with skilled trade workers, and the push is on.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you've seen things kind of start shifting, and you're seeing more manufacturing starting in the U.S.?
Yes, yeah, you definitely see it in the last, even with the, you know, tariffs, and we kind of stay out of that, you know, China, again, you know, I'm always after China a little bit, so I think that's good, because we became, you know, they're the factory of the world, and we're the consumer of the world, right? So, you know, we like to change that a little bit. I think Americans make the best products. We got the best employees, skilled tradesmen, you know, the buildings. I just think we can get it done if given the opportunity to.
Yeah, I agree with you. I know that, you know, some of the numbers that I had seen, the statistics were showing that manufacturing was starting to come back in certain areas, especially things that were heavy. You know, the shipping was so extreme that it was cheaper, even if it cost a little bit more, but you didn't have to pay for the shipping. There was kind of a balance in there. And hopefully then we'll see more and more of that as time goes on.
Yeah, logistically, it makes sense to make it in America, you know, between our borders. It just totally makes sense. Keep the money here, keep the taxes here.
Absolutely.
Again, you know, manufacturing is the heartbeat of America.
It is. It is. And, you know, being able to make the products that our consumers want, and it's our people that have made them, it makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you go back again 45 years, everything was pretty well made here, you know, and then we lost it. We gave it away to other countries. We traded off, you know, people's livelihoods and yeah, whatnot in political schemes or whatnot, you know, for whatever reason, the low cost of labor. But it is important to get it back here, pay a fair wage, and make a good quality product. And I think there's advantages to building it here in America.
Yep, there are. And we are so grateful that you were on with us today. We look forward to having featured products on as well, so that you can tell some of those other stories that you've experienced over the last 15 years. Everyone, I encourage you, go to madeinamericastore.com and find your favorite product. Support America. Support the manufacturing that happens here, the inventors who make new products. We're going to get more of those into the store. And you know what? That's what we can do for Made in America, is shop in America. Thanks, everybody. John, Mark, thank you so much. John is our tech guy. He's been doing a good job filling in for Matt. And Mark, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you, Rita, for having me on.